22 minutes away from 7, local government New Zealand, they're at it again in their never-ending quest to extract more money from ratepayers. Their latest ideas, they're looking for approval from central government on are mineral royalties. They want mineral royalties, rates on Crown-owned property and fuel taxes. Len Brown wants them to take it seriously.
It's for goodness sake. This is serious. This is about building our communities and sustaining our country. Just take these proposals seriously. Let's have a good, mature discussion. We know things aren't perfect in our sector. It's not perfect in central government sector.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying our very best.
So, take it seriously, is what Len says. So is any of us likely to get the go-ahead? Are there more diverse ways to fund local government? New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Dr. Oliver Hartwich is with us. Oliver, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do local councils generally need more money?
They need a different way of funding themselves. Whether it is more money is a different question. And this report is not really about increasing the overall tax take for local government. It is really about giving them a different mix of taxes that they could collect. And I think that makes good sense because local government actually needs better incentives.
If you weren't getting more money, why collect it differently? Why not just do it through a very simple mechanism like rates?
Well, the question is actually quite simple. Under the current system, we have central government collecting taxes such as GST, income taxes, corporate taxes. So when the economy grows, the national economy grows, that's a good news story for central government. When a local economy grows, what it typically means is that the council has to spend more on infrastructure. They have to spend more on roads, on water and sewage. But the rates revenue doesn't actually go up automatically. And so therefore, economic growth is often a loss-making business for councils, but it's of course a profit-making business for central government. And then we're surprised that central government and local government fight each other all the time because the incentives actually pull them in completely different directions. We think that local government and central government should both be incentivized for growth. So when the economy grows, it's a good news story for both tiers of government. And this is why they would then, under this system, both pull actually towards growth and actually make it happen.
Okay, so Auckland's booming at the moment. Where's the money coming from a booming Auckland into the Auckland Council?
Well, a booming Auckland actually, first and foremost, pays its taxes to Wellington. So a booming Auckland is a good news story for central government, not necessarily so for Auckland. Imagine Auckland has to deliver some greenfield development, build some new houses somewhere. Typically, when that happens, the net effect on Auckland Council is negative because they have to provide the infrastructure and the rates revenue that they collect is not sufficient to compensate council for that.
Okay. So some of the ideas they've come up with, regional fuel tax, the minerals thing I mentioned, Crown-owned property rates, none of that the government's going to give them the tick on, though, are they?
Well, I think we actually had some conversations with government in the past, and I sense that government is actually moving in the direction of greater incentives for local governments and the opposition as well, I think, because the story is just too compelling. I think everybody understands now that the current way of funding local government doesn't provide any incentive for economic growth, and that's what we really have to work on. Other thing that government is, I think, very interested in is one recommendation from the LGNZ 10-point plan, and that it's trying different setups, different regulatory setups with special economic zones where they actually take individual places, individual towns, cities, councils out of national legislation and let them experiment with different setups. If it works, let local government keep some of the uplift in revenue. If it doesn't work, it's not a big disaster. If it works, copy it elsewhere.
Hmm.
So a bit more creativity in policy making. I think it's a wonderful idea.
I like that, Andy. Oliver, appreciate your time very much. Dr. Oliver Hartwich, New Zealand Initiative Executive Director.